I'm John Oger with today's Ozone Mailbag. And Patrick from Merced, California writes, John, how's the fedora? Looks good. What's your opinion on David Garrard's anticipation for a return? Could the Jaguars rumor be next? He says he wouldn't mind coming back to Jacksonville. Look, I wish Garrard well. I'm sure the Jaguars do too. But I don't see him with the team. When you've moved on, you've moved on. As for the fedora, fedora fine. Michael from Appleton, Wisconsin writes, Henny played well, but the difference was the play of the receivers. No big drops, tough catches. They broke tackles for long scores. Sure would like to see them do that for Blaine the rest of the year. Well, there is that. Now, Jack from Jacksonville writes, we lost but found our franchise quarterback, one Chad Henne. It's Henne time as Gabbert has gone from probable to questionable to doubtful. That says it all. Then again, there's that. And next, Kyle from Orangeville, Florida writes, I don't understand this Henne bandwagon. For once, the receivers showed up and showed their potential, not Henny's brilliant play. That may have been the biggest factor Sunday. Henne played well. Gabbert had a couple of good throws early. But Justin Blackmon and Cecil Shorts made catches, particularly Blackmon. That helped no matter the quarterback. Jed from Orlando writes, do you ever get bored with your work? Never. Never, 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 never. Now, Lane from Longwood, Florida writes, the fans can say what they will, and I'm sure they are after this game, but the complete lack of pass rush is what causes the game and is killing this defense. It ain't helping. Matt Schaub threw for 527 yards, the second most in NFL history. The secondary struggled, but you've got to get more pressure than that on the quarterback. Eric from Jacksonville writes, I've been home from Afghanistan for 3 weeks now with no wins. So I have a new rally cap that involves Wii Sports, mixed drinks, and minimal clothing. I'm just really uncomfortable. And finally, Buddy from Jacksonville writes, holiday seasons are upon us, John. What are you thankful for? Well, we covered a little bit of this in All Access on Monday. That was when I first donned the foam turkey visor. But because Loggeman needs his airtime, we have some time constraints on All Access. So here in the mailbag, we'll touch on a few more. If I'm the Jaguars, I'm thankful for Cecil Shorts and Justin Blackmon and how Chad Henne played Sunday and that I don't have to make that Henne-Gabbert call. But me personally, well, there are some things I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the fedora and this visor, for these local breweries and that local brewery, for the Roar and for Jackson. I'm thankful for this guy and for that guy and for this lady. And of course, I'm thankful for my family, but not for this family. And mostly, I'm thankful there are 6 games remaining in the NFL season. This season hasn't been what the Jaguars expected, and life ain't easy at 1-9. The 6 weeks with football, well, that's still a whole lot better than the alternative.